Welcome to another episode of the Serious Mentor Podcast. My name is Ankit, and this podcast is all about customer success. Today, we would be talking about customer segmentation and how it can help CS teams tailor their strategies, communication, and services to a specific group of customers. But before we dive deep into the topic, let me ask you a question. Have you ever received an irrelevant email or an ad that doesn't speak to you? Well, that's the result of poor customer segmentation, and this is a mistake that cost you a lot. So let's get into it and learn how to avoid those pitfalls. Customer segmentation is the process of dividing customer base into groups based on specific characteristics, such as demographics, behavior, or buying patterns. It's a powerful tool that can help businesses better understand their customers and tailor their products and services to meet their specific needs. For instance, let's say when you are a software company that offers a wide range of products, by segmenting your customers based on their usage pattern, you can create targeted campaigns that speak to their specific needs. For instance, you could offer a discount to customers who use your product frequently or provide additional training resources to those who use it infrequently. Segmentation can also help businesses identify potential customers who are more likely to convert. By analyzing data on existing customers, businesses can identify patterns that suggest a specific group of customers who are more likely to convert than the others. For example, let's say you are a SaaS company that targets small businesses. You might find that businesses with fewer than 10 employees are more likely to convert than those with more than 10 employees. With this knowledge, you can focus your marketing efforts on this specific group of customers and increase your chances of success. Another benefit of customer segmentation is that it helps businesses improve their customer retention rate, and this is very important for customer success. By identifying the needs of different customer segments, businesses can create targeted retention programs that keep their customers engaged and loyal. For instance, let's say you are a subscription-based business that offers a free trial period. By segmenting your customers based on the usage patterns, you can create targeted retention programs that encourage them to continue using your product after the trial period ends. This could include offering exclusive content or discounts to those who use your product frequently. However, despite its many benefits, customer segmentation is not without challenges. It has its own limitations. One of the biggest challenges is to collect and analyze the data required to create meaningful segments. This process is more sort of time-consuming and it's really expensive, especially for smaller businesses where the resources are limited. Additionally, businesses must be careful not to over-segment their customer base. Over-segmentation can lead to a lack of resource being spread too thin across too many segments. And this would result in poor customer experiences. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the CS Mentor Podcast. My name is Ankit, and I hope this discussion on customer segmentation is helpful to you. Remember, segmentation is a powerful tool that can help you better understand your customers and improve your bottom line. But like all the tools, it must be used carefully and thoughtfully. Don't forget to tune in to the next episode where we would be discussing another hot topic in customer success. And if you haven't subscribed, please do that on your favorite podcast platform and also leave us a review. Until then, CS Mentor signing off.